And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here for hour number two today. Chris is stepping into the control room to manage the warp drives for the rest of the show today. Phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to wrap up on this story about the Pentagon because I'm seeing people commenting in the emails and in the chat rooms about, well, you know, we just didn't see the opening in the wall that we would expect from an airplane. Guys, you've all been watching too many Roadrunner cartoons, where you think that when an object hits a wall, it leaves a nice little cookie-cutter outline of its shape. It doesn't work that way in the real world. Remember, the airplane is just basically this giant inflated aluminum bubble to hold the air in and keep the passengers alive at 35,000 feet. And it is built to be as light as possible for the greatest fuel economy and the highest profitability on the flight. That's the way it works. There are a few solid components inside, like the cores of the engines, the frames for the landing gear, the potable water tanks, a couple of other things like that. The bottom line is the vast majority of the aircraft is very, very thin aluminum. Very thin. Literally, at altitude, relies on the internal air pressure for part of its rigidity. All right, so here's what's going on here. The portion of the Pentagon that plane hit was where the auditors that were trying to find that missing $2.5 trillion were working. It was also the one part of the Pentagon that had recently gone through a structural upgrade of reinforcing. It was the hardest part of the entire building. So if you want an accurate simulation of what happened at the Pentagon and why there wasn't a lot of wreckage left to see, take a glass, not plastic, glass Christmas tree ornament. They already have them for sale over at Sam's. Go to a brick wall and hurl that glass Christmas tree ornament against the brick wall as hard as you can, and you will get a far more accurate simulation of what happens to a passenger jet when it smashes head-on into a reinforced wall. Now, this story that there was no plane at the Pentagon is a poisoning-the-well propaganda tactic put out by the government to make those who question the official story look silly. And sure enough, when you've got National Geographic or Popular Science bashing the conspiracy theorists, what's the first thing they go to? Oh, those loonies think there wasn't even a plane at the Pentagon. It's a dodge. And like I said, hundreds of witnesses saw that plane flying toward the Pentagon. Not one saw it flying away. Period. End of discussion. I'm not going to take any more phone calls on that particular subject here. Alrighty then. So anyway, basically the upshot of all of this is Israel is starting to hit the panic button. They understand public trust in the official story of 9/11 is collapsing. If we don't trust the U.S. government to tell us what happened on 9/11, then we're not going to believe that Muslims did it necessarily. Even though that's been the constant message all week. Oh yes, Muslims did it. Absolutely. Muslims did it. You will remember. Muslims did 9/11. I'm sorry. We don't know what happened on 9/11 is about the most generous that we can say. We know the U.S. government lies to us. They lied to us about Saddam's nuclear bombs. We know they lied about Flight 93. They made a whole movie about the passengers taking it over. And here we have Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld admitting, yeah, they shot it down. We know the government lied about 9/11. They lied about World Trade Center 7. They lied about Flight 93. Of course they lied about who to blame for it. That's the whole point of a false flag attack, to put the blame on somebody you want to invade. Remember, the U.S. government had already planned to invade Afghanistan. They were announcing it in spring of 2001 to other countries. Here in America, the news was all focused on Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. So we didn't hear that the U.S. government was informing other governments around the world, we're going to attack Afghanistan in October. Well, how are you going to get the American people to go along with a war in Afghanistan in October? 9/11. Right on schedule. Right when the war plan needed it. That's how obvious it is. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Sun Tzu, in his Art of War, said all war is based on deception. And what he meant very simply was that when the ruler of a nation wishes to start a war of conquest, he has to lie to his own people. He has to trick them into seeing war as their only possible course of action. We now know that there were never any torpedoes chasing the USS Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin. Johnson used a botched sonar report to escalate the war in Vietnam. We now know there never was a mine that sank the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, the father of the modern nuclear navy, went down and investigated and confirmed the report of the ship's captain that the explosion had been an accident. It was the media, mostly led by William Randolph Hearst, who took the accident to the USS Maine and turned it into a cause for war. We know because of documents declassified in 1994 that Franklin Delano Roosevelt not only knew the Japanese were coming to attack Pearl Harbor, he had goaded them into it by following an 8-step plan written by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. All war is started with fraud. Adolf Hitler sent his own people disguised as Poles to attack the radio station in Gleiwitz, Germany. 24 hours later, marched Germany into Poland and the world into World War II, and it goes on and on and on and on. False flags are common ways to start war. When the Project for the New American Century in the 1990s was authoring the document Rebuilding America's Defenses, there was a comment in there that their plans were going to be impossible to achieve absent a new Pearl Harbor. And on September 11th, 2001, they got it. Some of them even wrote in their diary, "The modern Pearl Harbor just happened." That's what's going on out there. We're going to go to the phone. Steve in Canada. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You've been saying for years that we know that they lied about 9/11. They've lied about lots of different things. And, I mean, there's an abundance of evidence at this point. I guess the ultimate question is, what do we do about it, and how do we make any of these people that brought this about, that lied to us, accountable?
That is the very best question that you could ask.
I don't know what we do.
One of the reasons that the propagandists are still trying to tie us up in endless arguments about exactly what happened, they're trying to get us lost in the minutiae, is to prevent us from confronting that question. But that is the question of the age, and we all have to be asking that to ourselves. I am personally of the opinion that when a government has destroyed its own credibility as thoroughly as the U.S. government has, that it's only a matter of time before it collapses the way the USSR did. That's my particular opinion. After it collapses, then we can chase the liars down the street with tar and feathers and have ourselves a good old-fashioned 1776 party. I'm not advocating the violent overthrow of the U.S. government. I don't think it needs any help. I think it's only a matter of time. We just have to wait patiently, and it's all going to come apart.
Okay, and when it does come, I mean, the problem is that these people are that committed these crimes, these ultimate crimes, are big hitters, obviously, and they have the money to run and hide. They have
Ceausescu thought that too.
Certain government agencies that take care of them. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, eventually it's going to come out. I just get the feeling that, I mean, as sad as it is, I just don't know how we're going to bring any of these people to justice. It's very frustrating because,
I'm going to say something that's probably going to surprise a lot of people. I don't care about bringing the individual criminals to justice. I want to bring down the system that gave them a home and support in committing their crimes. I know that there are others who are saying we should grab these people and visit the most horrific death possible on them as a deterrent to future mendicants seeking political office. The reality is, you know, there is 4% of the population are sociopaths, and inevitably they're drawn to the legal and political professions, and that is just a reality. We need to be considering, for whatever government we're going to set up after the U.S. has collapsed, that we somehow screen everybody who's running for office or for the legal profession and keep the sociopaths out of power. Because inevitably, when they get into power, we get war and crusade and death and torture as a result.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. I also believe that the way the system is currently set up, that there are a number of people, good people, that got into office for the right reasons. And
they don't
once
survive.
They got into office,
they
got
don't survive.
What's
yeah,
that?
look what happened to Cynthia McKinney. Look what happened to Ron Paul. I mean, he's got all this incredible grassroots support, and he still couldn't get through the primaries in 2008. He's going to run again in 2012. Unless we start taking sledgehammers to those electronic voting machines right now, he doesn't stand a chance in 2012.
Yeah, and beyond even the voter fraud aspect of it and the media manipulation of who they want in power, I believe there's also a system set up behind the scenes that puts people in very compromising positions. Like, they show up for what they think is just an average dinner party, and all of a sudden some sliding doors open up and 13-year-old girls come out with plates of cocaine, and there's video cameras and everything else like that, and then they own them. And that's been a system. I mean, what was
it may be a little more subtle than that. It may be that people seeking high political power understand that they'll never get above a certain level unless they can be blackmailed.
Right.
That's their measure of surety. And maybe they fly over to Israel, you know, and have sex with a sheep or something, so that from then on Israel knows they can be relied on, and then they can be promoted upward.
No, it's a wicked system, man. I mean, it's going to take a long time, and it's going to take a lot of people wanting to change it. Unfortunately, I think too many people are just too damn lazy, and a lot of them are just plain asleep. They have no idea what's going on in the real world, and quite honestly, they don't care. You know?
Well, it's not a case of not caring. What's going on is that there are people, we're all raised to believe that we are moral, righteous people who would work for justice against, you know, evil if it was presented to us. But in when you're confronted with evidence that your own government has gone corrupt and is torturing and assassinating people and all the other evils that we're seeing before us, you have to make that choice. Am I going to do something about what I see? And to take action against a government that's gone corrupt entails a lot of risk to your person, your career, your finances. You know, it's not an easy life, to put it delicately. And a lot of people can't face that choice. And so they go on pretending that the government has to be okay so that they don't have to risk themselves. They don't want to surrender that image of being a good human being. They want to be able to move forward and say, I would take a stand against injustice. I just don't see any reason to have to do it right now. And that little gross self-deception is from where the most fanatical supporters of a fascist dictatorship are going to come. The government must be right. Because if the government is wrong, then I'm wrong, and I can't be wrong. And you can see the circular logic that sort of builds up around that. And that's how people like Hitler and Mussolini and Ceausescu get their fanatical supporters. These are people who bought into the lie and the myth that somehow there's a noble higher purpose to all the evil that we're doing, and the ends justify the means, and, you know, and stuff like that. And it is a very gross self-deception. But this is why most propaganda really isn't all that well thought out. It's not designed to fool critical analysts. It's just designed to give people who don't want to think about what's going on an excuse not to.
Yeah, no, well said. Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I'm so happy you guys finally put a show on 9/11. I know that your website has a lot on it, and it's nice to be able to talk about it. I wanted to ask you, first of all, I'd never heard, just when I thought I was totally saturated with 9/11, I had never heard that you can go on Google Earth and go to September 10th and see that hole in the ground in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So thanks for that. I'm hoping maybe you can get a screenshot and put it on your website. I think it would be helpful for people to see.
All right, I'll make a point of doing that after today's show.
I'm sorry. My point to you was, well, obviously, I mean, I don't want to go over this. I think anybody who's listening to this broadcast and anyone who's been to your website has any interest in this country has taken a look at 9/11, and those three buildings were rigged. I'm talking about 1, 2, and 7. 2 come down by, 1 and 2 were actually explosions, where number 7 was an implosion. Obviously, planes had to be directed into them to give the psychological impact. I do agree with you that 93 was meant for World Trade Center 7. Where I don't agree with you, and I also had a question about this, was I don't think that these remote-controlled devices on these, and I do think they were remote-controlled, the FAA operators were saying that the way that these planes were flown looked more like fighter aircraft than commercial aircraft, which leads me to believe that there's somebody sitting there with a joystick maneuvering these planes. My point to you is, and my question to you is, you know, I don't think that that they somehow recovered the plane or there was a defect. I think there was too much riding on this for them to take any chances with this equipment. What I think happened was, I think, honestly, a pilot who was in the air was at the, you know, the right place at the right time and made a decision. And, or maybe, you know, told his commanding officer, hey, look, I got this thing, this plane, I know it's hijacked, it's been marked as hijacked, what should I do? And somebody was put in a position where they could not do anything but shoot it down. Obviously, it was shot down. 8 miles of wreckage. There's nothing else that can explain that except that this thing fell apart in the air.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your question.
I was going to go on and ask you, my question was regarding the truck bombs, you know, the ones where the Israelis were, you know, literally Israelis were arrested the day of 9/11 with white vans filled with explosives heading toward the entrance of the bridge that connects New Jersey to New York. My question to you is, why do you think that these bombs didn't go off? Why were these people able to be arrested? Do you think it had to do with the evacuation of the people, the sheer traumatic event that caused all these floods of people that made it impossible for these vans to get around? I do not believe that these vans were meant for the base towers.
Okay,
they didn't need them.
Mike, got to take a break here. Stay with me through the break. We'll be right back and answer your questions.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mike in Michigan. And first of all, I want to bring a little history to this thing. The idea of remotely controlling aircraft goes all the way back to World War II. It is not a new concept. You know, hobbyists have radio-controlled airplanes. We see every day these remotely piloted vehicles, the Predators and everything, droning all over Pakistan and blowing up women and children. So this is not a new idea. It's not an exotic technology. The company that manufactured these remote control systems to plug into passenger airlines was in existence, was being run by Dov Zakheim prior to his appointment as comptroller of the Pentagon. So there's no question this technology is definitely available. Following a plane crash, as long as no outside experts are allowed to investigate the equipment bay or the remains of the equipment bay, how would they even know that it's really there? What is it? It's a radio receiver and some custom software. And once the computers are destroyed, you don't know what software was on there. So I don't think that there was, and again, look how tightly controlled the crash scenes were, especially in Pennsylvania. So I don't think we can absolutely rule out remote controlled equipment. I absolutely think that's what's going on. And again, going back to the transcripts that we got from the actual aircraft, from the flight crews, they were talking about a list of demands, which tells us that whoever was on board the plane playing terrorist thought they were going to land and exchange hostages. So if they didn't know there was a big fiery crash coming at the end of the trip, then maybe they were not in control of the aircraft. That's all I'm basically saying.
I'm not even sure that they knew that they were going into a building. I didn't even think that anybody was on the plane. I mean, you said yourself, the terrorists, the supposed terrorists, weren't even on the manifest.
The named terrorists were not on the manifest. But you bring up an interesting point. These planes did have passengers and crew on board, but it was a very light load. All four of them were flying at less than half their normal capacity for those flights at those times.
Right. I was wondering if you heard a report or if you read a report of the pilot, of anybody seeing the pilots through the cockpit window actually struggling with the controls. I believe I read something.
How would you do that?
A few years ago, I read somewhere that the plane that hit the Pentagon that was so close to the ground, you know, clipping light lampposts. I mean, how do you fake that? And not to mention all the eyewitnesses, but apparently some eyewitnesses said that they saw the pilot struggling with the controls. And I don't remember where I read it. It might be a Poisoning a Well article. But I was wondering if you had read that or if you knew anything about that.
Well, I did not see that. I mean, obviously, if we're dealing with the theory of the planes being remotely controlled, then it would make sense the flight crew would be struggling with the controls. And if somebody did see the flight crew still at the controls of the airplane, then obviously this whole suicide pilot thing needs to go. So if anybody is aware of that story of a right. witness who said they saw the flight crew sitting at the controls of the airplane trying to control the airplane, that we definitely need to get out there because that completely undermines the suicide Muslim pilot theory.
Talk to me about the truck bombs because like we all know, Israelis were arrested with thousands of, explosives and everything that the official story with the box cutters, all that was found on these people, and they were quietly thrown out of the country or returned to Israel. I'm wondering why they didn't need these vans to bring down the towers. If they had access to the towers and rigged them prior, they wouldn't need that. So these vans were meant to terrorize the population, to blow up the bridge, to make a more psychological impact. Why do you think they got caught?
I think the police were perhaps doing their job a little bit better than the perpetrators were expecting. And again, when you've got somebody who's setting up a plan like this, they tend to start from the position, I'm so much cleverer than all those people that were getting ready to bamboozle. And I don't think they were expecting somebody to rat out the dancing Israelis, the high-fiving Israelis. And indeed, when you hear the report of the moment of the arrest, it's obvious these guys were taken by surprise. And they're saying, we're not your problem. The Palestinians are the problem. And it just kind of went downhill from there. Now, as far as, to the best of my knowledge, there was only one van that had explosives in it. And, looking like a grade B Columbo TV show, it had a painting on the side of the van of an airplane crashing into the World Trade Towers. Come on, guys, let's get really obvious. I think it was intended to blow up either a bridge or a tunnel in order to further constrain the panic traffic fleeing out of Manhattan. I think they got caught because of the painting on the side of the van before they could carry out the plan, and somebody somewhere said, okay, let's pull the plug. We've done enough damage. America's already on its path to go kill the people we want to kill. And that was kind of the end of that. And then later, of course, the story changed where they said, well, there weren't actually explosives in the truck, that there was explosive residue. And then they backed off further again and said, no, there was no explosive residue. And again, it's, you know, as somebody in the chat room was saying, we need to find evidence that Israel was behind 9/11. And I pointed out there is evidence already. If you go back to Carl Cameron's four-part news story on Fox News on the Israeli spy ring that was being rounded up at the time of 9/11, there's a U.S. government official in there that says there is evidence that linked those arrested Israeli agents with 9/11. But that evidence has been classified by the United States government. And so there we are. Israel did it. U.S. is covering up for it.
Yeah, I was just going to say in closing, if for those of us who are still motivated to try to get the word out, I think it's like you said, the poisoning the well effect. There's so many ways to interject nonsense into what happened on 9/11.
Got to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's something on the news about how the bomb squad just blew up a toy pony down in Florida for some reason. We'll have to look a little more closely at that. Getting back to Mike in Michigan, though, basically, you know, we could spend the rest of our lives arguing over the fine points of 9/11, and I'm sure the government in Israel would be very happy if that's what we did. But we're kind of at the end of that. We need to accept we were lied to about 9/11, just as we were lied to about Saddam's nukes, and now the real hard task is that we, the American people, have got to decide what we're going to do about a government that lies to us so blatantly about so many important things. What else have they lied to us about? Lied to us about Vietnam, lied to us about World War II, lied to us about Spanish-American War. They're lying to us about the economy. Are they lying to us about the legality of taxes? How do we know? Did they lie to us about the entire history of World War II? You know, will somebody please explain the special relationship with Israel where they're allowed to get away with anything they want and we, the people of the United States of America, pay the bills and intercept the bullets? We're not getting the truth about the reality of the world from our government. And the bottom line is, if we're not getting the truth, I mean, read your Constitution. The Constitution does not authorize the government to lie to us. And the Tenth Amendment forbids them from assuming that authority. Therefore, the instant the government lies to us, they are acting illegally and unconstitutionally, and they delegitimize themselves. We do not have a legitimate government in this country because the government that is currently in power is lying to us. And I'm not even starting to get into the whole vote fraud issue. Anyway, Mike, I've rambled enough. Finish
Mike,
up what you wanted to say.
You've done a great job. Actually, I just wanted to close with this. You're right about the government lying to get us into wars. Pretty much anybody who spent any time researching the subject will tell you Vietnam was started with the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was a staged or at the very least just a blatant lie to get us into war. I would suggest this for anybody out there who's motivated, who's a patriot, who wants to try to make a difference in the world that they live in. You know, America will be strong again if the people all unite behind a common cause. And the only way to get the people to unite behind a common cause is to make this information available readily available, and easy to understand. You know, we have a peer-reviewed research document that states that there was thermite in the pile of rubble in both towers. We know those buildings were brought down by explosives. We need to concentrate on that. And we need to make the immediate link that if these buildings were brought down, this is not something that can be done in a day. This is something that takes weeks and months to prepare. And it has to be done by experts, not some ragtag cavemen that have limited resources to get into some of the more secure buildings in the world, really. If we link the demolition, the thermite, with the demolitions, and then we also link who are the prime people that could have made this happen. You know, you mentioned Dov, I forget his last name, the guy.
Dov Zakheim.
Yeah, he had trillions of dollars disappear on his watch, and this is a guy that works for a company that does, you know, you mentioned the remote-controlled technology has been around for a while. It has. This is no secret. We need to concentrate on these things. And if we do that, instead of worrying about, you know, where is that plane at the Pentagon? Yeah, it's in the basement, and that's why they cornered it off, to poison the well, to get people arguing about insignificant things like how many light bulbs
were knocked. To keep us divided.
Yeah, absolutely. But when the people hear these facts, and they can go online and see, you know, for those who don't know, peer-reviewed means a bunch of scientists who know what they're talking about all looked at this research and said, yeah, you know what, it's 100% correct. And that's why peer-reviewed is so important. Nobody really takes research seriously unless their colleagues look it over. We have that. And this is not information that anybody can dispute. And if you're waiting for a politician to break ranks and tell the truth, which is obvious to everybody, or if you're even waiting for a group of politicians, you're going to be waiting a long time. The only
They'll never admit it. They'll never admit it.
Not.
I mean, the bottom line is, you know, government is very much like a religion. It depends on the blind faith of the masses. And if they ever admit error or deception, then there's a crisis of faith and the government will fall. There are still people who are being paid to continue to support and bolster the Warren Commission report, even though 80% of America now knows that that was an absolute cover-up conspiracy. But from the official point of view, yes, we maintain the lies that we've inherited from our previous administrations so that those who inherit the administration from us will feel compelled to protect our lies and maintain them as well. By the way, as a little side note, I don't know if you know about this, but Gerald Posner, who built his entire career on ridiculing anybody who questioned the official story about anything, whether it was, you know, he got fired for plagiarism, now he's being sued over his new book. And it is a dramatic fall from grace, and the guy absolutely deserves it. I'm thrilled to see him going down in flames after all the insults he hurled at everybody who dared ask reasonable questions and demanded that the government prove what they're saying.
Yep.
You know, the government's attitude is always, you must take our word on everything. If you want to question and criticize, you must prove that we are lying. Well, with Saddam's nukes, that has changed. The burden of proof is on the government to prove that they are telling us the truth. And so far they're failing. Miserably.
We need to get the American people to a point of critical mass to where the information is so readily available, and the information I'm referring to are explosive in the buildings, controlled demolitions are not set up in a day, they're set up over weeks and months. If we simply pound that, and only that, and reach enough people and build enough critical mass, then some politicians will fear the American public more than their paymasters in Tel Aviv.
Well, that would definitely be something that would go to recovering our republic, is for the politicians in Washington to be more worried about us than in Tel Aviv. And that's why, you know, over at the website I say, you know, no government can serve two masters. And if this government is serving Israel, then it's not serving the American people. And you only have to look around you to see that that's absolutely true. And,
absolutely.
what's his name, Glassman, who's running for office. It's not on his website that he's a friend of Israel, but apparently just did a huge mass mailing to all the Jewish voters. I celebrate Rosh Hashanah, and I stand with Israel. And, you know, they're trying to hide it from regular voters, that they're deep in Israel's pocket, but of course they have to brag about it, you know, to the Jewish voters, and they have separate mailing lists, and they're now trying to basically build a wall electorally between the people they're suckering for votes and money and those that they're really obeying.
Yeah, absolutely right, Mike. And I just wanted to thank you again for being a real American patriot. I hope that you motivate others to seek the truth and to speak the truth. No matter what happens, you know, the truth will set us free, and you're at the very front line of that, so I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to let you... All right, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to get on to some other news. We are going to be talking about 9/11, obviously, tomorrow and Friday. Friday, we're going to have Lenny from INN World Report joining us on the air. I've also been doing a lot of interviews this week with... various We Are Change organizations. I did a phone interview, which I think is actually being broadcast today for We Are Change down on the Big Island. They have quite an active group down there. Saturday, I'm going to be joining a very large simulcast live event up in British Columbia, again over the phone, to talk about 9/11 there as well. And it may even continue after 9/11 and into next week, because this event has been touted as the defining event of our age, and I agree that it is. It's just not defining us the way the perpetrators hoped would be the case. And like I said, on the corporate media, they're pounding it all day long, 9/11 Muslims, 9/11 Muslims, 9/11 Muslims. And what our last caller, Mike, was saying about the American people can take their country back when they all unite in a common cause. This is the reason the government's always trying to split us up. And the government incites racism. I mean, Obama's been screaming that anybody who doesn't support his platform, they're just being racist. Well, who do you think voted you into White House? Stop calling the American people racists. We're not racists, or you wouldn't have that job to begin with, that you're botching so much. And if they can't split us along racial lines, then it's religious. That's what this whole thing, this whole week with the mosque and the Quran burning, they want to split the Muslims and the Christians. And then they stand between us and take money from both sides and say, we'll protect you from each other. That's what the government does. And then it's the young against the old. Back in the 90s, it was the men against the women. Gloria Steinem turned out to be funded partly by Central Intelligence Agency to create social rifts and divides that the government can stand in and keep us divided and sneering at each other. And that's what's going on here. Constantly making scapegoats out of this or that segment of society. When the American people unite and decide that it's time to really go after the author of all the misery and poverty and unhappiness in this country, there will be no stopping us. Little tragic statistic I heard earlier today, 1/3 of all the homeless people in America are veterans. We are not taking care of these people. They come back from these war zones. They've got substance abuse problems. They've got psychological problems from all the horrific things they've been forced to do and forced to endure. They've had all these strange drugs that are being tested on them by the U.S. government, and they come home and they can't function, and they become homeless. So we got about 4,000 homeless people here on Oahu, and probably even in a higher percentage of these are veterans, because we've got such a high per capita instance of military bases. But even just 1/3, that's 1,300. 1,300 veterans, homeless and angry. If they all got together at one time, do you think there's anybody on this island who could stand in their way? Okay? Somebody in the chat room said, I'm out of sympathy for soldiers. I'm not. These are people who put on the uniform of the United States of America and swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, to defend this country against foreign enemies. They did not sign up to get shipped onto the other side of the planet to steal other people's oil and gold and whatever else for their American masters. They were lied to, just as surely as you and I were lied to. They were swindled into service. They were promised all kinds of benefits and training programs. And remember, the courts have already ruled that a military recruiter can say anything they want to you, and you cannot come back and sue them for having lied to you. That's how blatant and corrupt the system is. I do not approve of the wars. I think they are the path to a national disaster. I think we're going to lose. I think the United States, if it starts World War III, it will lose World War III. Because every major war during the 20th and 21st centuries was lost by the nation that initiated it. And we don't have the economy and we don't have the manufacturing to sustain a major prolonged ground war. Now, the bankers who are starting the wars, they don't care. They love war. War creates debt on both sides. They don't care who wins or loses. It's completely irrelevant. The purpose of war is to plunge the people back into debt, because imposed debt is the means by which the people of the world are enslaved to the bankers. We live in a slave society. The chains are made out of these pretty printed pieces of paper. We don't have steel and iron anymore. Way too expensive. We are enslaved by these little counterfeit pieces of paper that don't really mean anything whatsoever other than what we are told to believe. You will believe the paper has value. You will believe the paper has magic powers over you. That's really what's going on there. Alrighty. Well, enough of 9/11. Like I said, we will be talking about it a lot more. I'm certainly putting a lot of 9/11 up at the website, whatreallyhappened.com. I'm putting it out on Facebook and Twitter. And I would urge you that when you see a piece of evidence about 9/11 that you find compelling, and for me, the complete inaction of the Secret Service at Booker Elementary School was the selling point for me, and the photo showing the obvious demolition charge cut on the load-bearing member of one of the towers. When you see something like that, send it to everybody on your mailing list. Send it to your local media. They'll ignore it, but at least they know, we know, they've been lying to us. All right, into other news here now. Fidel Castro, you know, it's amazing. Can't keep a good guy down. He just keeps popping up. We've been hearing for years, he's old, he's dying, and all of a sudden he's just back out there again. I guess he took his vitamins. Now he's out there saying, stop slandering the Jews. And Fidel Castro is lambasting Ahmadinejad and saying, stop calling the Holocaust a hoax and all the rest of it. And all of a sudden I have this nightmare thing. Is Fidel Castro getting ready to run for the U.S. Congress? Because anytime you see a politician sucking up to Israel that hard, they're getting ready to run for the U.S. Congress. Can you imagine Fidel in Washington, D.C., with his cigar, railing in the halls of Congress? What a terrifying thought that would be. Actually, he'd probably be very welcome in the Obama administration. Over in Pakistan, there's been another suspected U.S. missile attack. Actually, it was a U.S. missile, and it was an attack. They're saying basically that it killed at least 10 suspected members of a group attacking NATO. Now, it's not suspected they're dead. They are. The only thing that's really suspected is whether or not the United States actually had a really good legitimate reason to blow these 10 plus, and they don't know how many people they got, to bloody bits. This is called winning the hearts and minds of the people you plan to invade. Little side note here about the economy. The last conventional, traditional incandescent light bulb factory in the United States has closed. So incandescent bulbs are going away. We're all going into the realm of the compact fluorescent bulbs, which makes sense if they're durable and reliable, and unfortunately most of them aren't. And if you break one, it is far more toxic than the incandescent light bulbs. It's another case of something being sold to us by being green, and it sounded good, and it turned out not to work. Now, I went the CFC route in my home because we were told they'll last 5 years. You buy them once. You know, they're power efficient. They'll last for 5 years, so you're not always buying new bulbs over and over again. Every compact fluorescent bulb I get is good for maybe 2 months. They are worse in terms of durability than the old tungsten filament light bulbs. So we were definitely sold a bill of goods on that one. I have not seen one of these compact fluorescents last for longer than 3 months. One quarter of all the Lockheed executives are taking a buyout offer. Lockheed Martin announced Wednesday that 600 executives have taken the company up on an offer, an early exit program that provides financial incentives in exchange for leaving. This is 25% of all the company executives. And I put this up there, first of all, because obviously Lockheed is now in trouble despite the push for war. Second of all, have you noticed that executives get a financial incentive to leave instead of the pink slip that ordinary workers get with nothing to go with it except a cardboard box to pack their desk contents in. Have you ever noticed that? Executives get paid to leave. Workers get fired. I think there's something very, very wrong with that. Meanwhile, I went over to the FDIC.gov website, and there has still been no updated bank closing information since August 20th. Now, I don't believe that we haven't had a single bank fail since August 20th. And I'm wondering, what are we not being told? What are we not seeing? Why is the data not being updated weekly as it used to be? Are we seeing a lot more failings going on and they just don't want to admit it? I don't know. All righty, there's the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment. A couple of stories I want to go out with. You probably are already familiar with the Farmer's Almanac. There's actually two of them now. There's the original old Farmer's Almanac out of New Hampshire, and then there's sort of a Johnny-come-lately wannabe copy of it that in my opinion, is not as good. And I'm from New Hampshire, so, of course, I favor the old Farmer's Almanac. And basically, their 2011 edition is now on the the book stands or the nail, depending upon, you know, where you're looking at it, and basically says the global cooling is going to continue. And I'm a farm kid. I grew up on a farm in New Hampshire, did 4-H, the whole thing. And I've been a scientist. And my money's on the farmers, that they know what they're talking about. Because clearly, with all the money and bribery and corruption and the lack of peer review, the global warming cult scientists have definitely blown their credibility here. And the Farmer's Almanac is popular because it really does, over the years, it's just been incredibly amazing how accurate they can be in terms of general weather trends that, that farmers need to be dealing with. Meanwhile, down in the Gulf, if British Petroleum thought they were off the hook with me, they got another thing coming. Blood tests on Gulf Coast residents are showing ethyl benzene and other hydrocarbons and byproducts of the Corexit in the blood. It is in their blood, whether it's getting into their blood through the contaminated food chain or tainted rain gets on their skin and they're absorbing it through their skin. Skin is very porous. If you don't believe me, rub some garlic on your feet and wait and you'll start tasting it on your tongue. The basic physiology, college physiology course experiment. And they're now finding that these contaminants, these chemicals, many of which are carcinogenic, and mutagenic, are in the blood. These people, they're done. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. There's no turning it back. There's no shutting it off. They're poisoned right now because of the BP disaster here. Meanwhile, because there's much more money in selling vaccines, which is, you know what a vaccination is? And I will grant you some of the early vaccinations against rabies and smallpox were really useful. But 99% of the vaccines being sold today, it's just a business plan to sell medicine to perfectly healthy people. We don't want to waste our time selling medicine to sick people. They might get sicker and sue. So we're going to take perfectly healthy people and we're going to sell them medicine. And when they stay healthy, they're not going to sue. What a wonderful profit situation it is. The Centers for Disease Control has been citing an annual estimate of 36,000 deaths from the flu. Now they've revised it downward to 23,607. Turns out they've been using computer models. And they've been basically saying anybody who died from a respiratory distress was considered a flu victim. When they actually went back and looked at real flu cases, it came out to something like 5% of the actual total. And on this basis, they're selling these vaccines and sticking them in our arms all over the planet. It's just about making money. It's about extracting more money and more labor from the people to feed this monstrous fascist economic state that has grown up on what used to be the greatest republic on earth. I'd like to see us get it back. And on that happy note, we're going to call it quits for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800